So I'll be brief. I wanted to speak about the mitzvah of Hakel. You know, we're not in the sixth parsha; we're a couple weeks away. But I'm not going to be here that week. And since this is the year of Hakel, so I figured we'll discuss just a little bit of the lumdus of the mitzvah of Hakel. So begin to number one. Take a look at the pasuk in Parsha Vayelech. It says, "Vayat mitzat Moshe osam lemor miketz sheva shanim b'moed shnas hashmita b'chaga sukos." That after the 7 years after Shemitah on Sukkot is the mitzvah of Hakel. The Vochal Yisrael Leiros is Pnei Hashem Elokecha B'makom Hashivchar. That everyone comes to the Makom of Mikdash. Hashivchar Tikras HaTorah. They read the Torah. The Melech reads from the Torah. Nega Kol Yisrael Baznei. And the pasuk describes further that Hakel is Ha'am Ha'Noshim V'Noshim V'Ataf. And then they gather together all the people from the nation, the men, the women, even the children. V'Gerach Hashem B'Sharecha. L'man yishmu, l'man yilmudu, that they should hear, they should learn. V'yarus Hashem alkeichem, v'shamru lasos, that's called divrei HaTorah. So they listen and instill fear in themselves. U'bneim ha'shelo yodu yishmu, v'lamdu liras Hashem alkeichem, ko yamim ha'shetem chayim ha'adam ha'shetem ovrim, es ha'yardin sham alarisha. So this is the parsha, this is the mitzvah of Hakel, that they have to gather together all the men, all the women, all the children, for the mitzvah of Hakel once a year. I read once every 7 years, the Sukkot, after Shemitah. So this coming year, Shemitah is this year, and the day afterwards, the Sukkot afterwards, Chol Moed Sukkot, the first day of Chol Moed Sukkot is the mitzvah of Hakel. That's the inyan. So the Ramban there writes, so when it says in the Pasuk, the Taf, that these children, so the Ramban writes, Hey Mataf, who are the children? What age children are we referring to? So the Ramban says, Ki Yishmu v'yishalu, ha'avos yagilum v'yichancho, some the fathers are going to be mechanichlem, they're not referring to infants who are still nursing. They're children who are close to the age of chinuch. That's the understanding of the Ramban. They're close to the age of chinuch. So the question is, how come the Ramban felt the need? The word taf typically means a newborn, an infant. So what compelled the Ramban to say that taf here refers to a child who's of the age, or at least close to the age of chinuch? To understand the Ramban, that this definition of taf, we have to understand the general mitzvah of Hakel. So if you look at the number three, the sugya is found in Masechta Sota Daf Mem Aleph. The Mishnah there says, Parsha Melech Ketzad. So how does the mitzvah work? So it's called Parsha Melech, the king. So Matzah Yom Tov HaRishon Shechag, the day after the first day of Sukkot, B'shmini, the eighth year of the cycle, this year, the eighth year of the Shemitah cycle, which is the first year of the next cycle. B'mote Shvius, Osen lo bima shel eitz be'azara. They would construct a wooden bima for the king to stand on. Hu yoshev aleha, and the king would sit on this bima. Shenamar, quotes the pasuk, v'yelech b'miket sheva sharim m'moer d'gomer. And the Chaz and the Knesset, the Chaz and the Gabbai would take the Sefer Torah, and he'd give it to the Rosh Knesset, and the whole Seder eventually getting it to the king, and the king would read different sections from the Torah. That was the mitzvah of Hakel. Again, the first day Chol Moed Sukkot, the year after Shemitah. So the Mishnah Maseches Megillah Daf Hei wonders, what would be if Hakel falls out on Shabbos? Let's say the mitzvah of Hakel, Chol Moed Sukkot, first day is Shabbos. The Yom Tov Rishon is Friday. And then the first day of Chol Moed is Shabbos, so what would you do about the mitzvah of Hakel? So the Mishnah says, is referring to Megillah, that when it comes to Megillah, it's unique that if you can't read the Megillah on a certain day, on Yudal Tezvav, you would read it earlier than the day. But the Mishnah says, other mitzvahs, if you can't do it on the right time, you delay it, you're ma'achrin. So the Gemara, the Mishnah Megillah says, number four, Be'elu, reading the bowl, Be'elu amru makdimim v'lo ma'achrin, when it comes to Megillah, if you can't read it on the day of, you're makdim, and you read it as early as Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. However, Zman Atzei Kohanim, bringing the wood to the base of Mikdash, V'Tishvah falls out on Shabbos, Chagiga, Hakel, Me'achr, and you push it off. So if Tishvah falls out on Shabbos, for example, you Me'achr, and you push it off to Sunday. Hakel too. If Hakel falls out on Shabbos, meaning first day Chol Moed Sukkot is Shabbos, you Me'achr, and you push it off to Sunday. Hakel will be in the second day Chol Moed Sukkot. Why is that? The Yishalmi brings two reasons. The two different reasons, and the Rambam and the Ravid argue which is the correct reason. So look at number five and number six, the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchas Chagiga, which is the place where he discusses the mitzvah of Hakel, the Rambam writes, Yom Hakel, Shechalios b'Shabbos. If Hakel falls out on Shabbos, ma'achrin also la'achar Shabbos, like the Mishnah in Megillah Dafhe. Why? Mipnei tkias hachatzotzros v'atichinos. Because the blowing of the chatzotzros, blowing of the tkios, she'enen dochen Shabbos. You can't blow trumpets, you can't play shofars, you can't daven on Shabbos, you push it off because of the tkia. The Gemara says, Yushami, the tkia. You can't blow tkia on Shabbos. That's why you push it off. The Ravid argues, the Ravid says no. The Ravid says, you know why you can't have hakel on Shabbos? Says the Ravid in number 6, Upir shib Yushami pnei habima shibazara. Because you can't build a bima. That bima wasn't allowed to be there all year long. There's an iser to build wooden structures in the base of Mikdash. It had to be there only temporarily. So to have it there from before Yom Tov would be considered too long. It'd take up space. So you have to build it only the day of the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah of Hakel is on Shabbos, you can't build the bima, obviously. It's a malacha on Shabbos. So you push it off to Sunday. So is the reason because of the tekiah that you can't do on Shabbos? Or is it because of the bima that can't be built on Shabbos? That's machlokas Ram and Ravid based on a Yushami. So to understand this machlokas, it seems that the Rambam and the Yerim argue about the definition, the nature of the mitzvah of Hakel. There are two things that take place at Hakel. One is there's a gathering, there's a kehila of the nation, and there's also a kriya, the king is reading from the Sefer Torah. So is the mitzvah, the kriyas haTorah and the shmiyas haTorah, the learning element, the king's reading, or is somehow the experience of the kehila, that gathering, perhaps that's the mitzvah. So the Yerim makes it very clear. The Sefer Yerim writes in Simon Reish Samech Vav in number 7, Kriyas HaMelech, he calls the mitzvah Kriyas HaMelech. The reading is the mitzvah. The Kriyas HaTorah, that's the mitzvah. Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Sheikari Sefer Eilu HaDvarim, that you have to read it. There's an idea of reading and Kriya and learning. It's about learning. Learning is the mitzvah. Kriya and the Shemiyah. The Rambam writes in the Koseres of Hilchas Chagiga, he says that when he explains the mitzvah of Hakel, he says in number 8, La Hakel es ha'am b'chagasukos b'motzei shmita. It does not describe anything about the Kriyas HaMelech, not about the Shmiyas HaTorah. It's the kehila, the gathering, the experience of them coming together. That's the mitzvah according to the Rambam. That gathering is the mitzvah. And the Rambam reiterates this in number 9, going on to the next page in Hilchas Chagiga, Per Gimel Halach Aleph. Mitzvah asei Lehakil kol Yisrael anoshim v'noshim v'taf. The mitzvah is the kila, the gathering, not the kriya. And that's a very, very important machlokas between the Yireim and the Rambam to the definition and the nature of the mitzvah of Hakel. So with this, we can understand the machlokas, whether it's about why can you do this on Shabbos, the mitzvah of Hakel? Is it because of the tekiah or is it because of the bima? So, you have one more Rambam to put this through. Rambam number 10 writes, what's the point of the tekiah? Rambam says you can't blow chatzotzros on Shabbos. Why not? Why didn't chatzotzros any of this? What are the trumpets even accomplishing? Says the Rambam in the Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, Ketzad Hukari, what's the seder of the mitzvah of Hakel? Token b'chatzotzros b'chol Yishalayim k'dei lahakil asa'am. The trumpets were there to announce, an alarm, that now's the time for, it's the sirens, now's the time for the mitzvah, the kehila, the hakel. The chatzotzos were essential to the mitzvah. The Rambam holds the mitzvah of hakel is the kehila. And the only way to accomplish the kehila properly is with chatzotzos. And if you can't blow chatzotzos on Shabbos, so then you can't fulfill the mitzvah properly, there won't be a kehila. So for that reason, the Rambam brings the reason of chatzotzros as to why we can't do it on Shabbos, because that's the ikker part of the mitzvah, is the kehila itself. However, the Ravid argues, and Ravid would say, the mitzvah is the kriyas hamelech, the reading, this listening, not the kehila. The kehila is a hechsher mitzvah for the kriya. It's a hechsher mitzvah for the shmiya. But the essence is the reading of the Torah. That's the mitzvah, the kriyas hamelech, like the Yerim says. So the Ravid says, why can't you have hakel on Shabbos? Because in order to make the kriya an audible kriya, to make it a kriya that people could hear the king, if the king's standing on the same floor, no one is going to be hearing from far away. It's a massive gathering of people. How is the guy in the back going to hear him? You need the bima in order to accomplish a good kriya. And without the bima, there's no proper kriya. So why the Rambam holds the mitzvah is the kehila, and therefore the chatzrotzos are essential. The Ravid holds the mitzvah is the kriyas hamelach, and therefore the bima is what's essential. Now this would also explain there's a machlokus as well to the reason behind the mitzvah of kehila. We spoke about the definition, the nature of it. Is it about kriya? Is it about kehila? So if it's about kriya, it's a mitzvah of limud Torah. It seems to be a mitzvah of limud Torah of learning. Coming together as a gathering to learn once every 7 years as an entire nation. It's a big day, a big drasha. Everyone comes together. And that's what the Chinuch writes in number 11, Mishar Shea Mitzvah Lufisha Koli Karin Shel Am Yisrael Hiya Torah, the essence of Am Yisrael is the Torah, the learning, L'shmoa Divareha, to hear the beautiful words of the Torah, L'yos HaKol Yotzi B'soch Kol Am, that everyone hears it, that's why you need the Bima, to project, L'shmoa Divarei Torah Shei Kol Ikareinu V'Odeinu Divarteinu. That is the beauty, the glory of Am Yisrael, the Torah. And this works out very nicely if you hold like the Yireim, that's about Kriyas HaMelech, like the Ravid, that you need the Bima, it's all about Limud HaTorah is the purpose of Hakel. One large gathering of a huge shir. But the Rambam seems to say differently. The Rambam seems to imply that the gathering is not about the Kriya, it's about a Kila itself. And somehow that Kila is an experience. And what's that experience trying to accomplish? Not learning. It's trying to accomplish, and we'll see this inside, a reenactment of Kabbalah Torah. But not because of the learning of Kabbalah Torah, but the presence of all Am Yisrael together in one place, in one location, all united to feel the Ema, the Yira, the Gila. Look inside the Ramah, he writes this in number 12. This is a Perek Gimel again, Halacha Vav. The Geirim Sheinam Makirim, those who don't recognize, understand the language, Chayavim lahachin libam, they have to prepare their hearts, lahakshiv oznam, and have their ears pay close attention, lushimoa, to hear the Torah, be'ema, v'yira, v'gila, b'rada, with fear, with trembling, kiyom shenit bal Torah, v'sinai. Like the day the Torah was given. Not because of the learning element. If it's about learning, so then the geirim shouldn't have to be, they're not learning anything. But it's there to be part of the experience, to feel that ema, the yira. It's almost like a day of tshuva, and we'll see that clearly in the Kli Yakar, the day of tshuva. So it's not about the learning for the Rambam, it's about the experience of the Kila to re-experience that fear, the Yiras Shemayim that we have. And now, if that's the case, we understand the Rambam, when he says you can't do this on Shabbos, he says two things. You can't do it because of the Chatzotros, and he also says because of the Techinos, the davening as well. You can't daven on Shabbos, you can't bakashos. What's the Techinos? It doesn't mention Techinos in the Yushalmi. Yushalmi just says because of the Tekiah. Because the idea is the Kila is supposed to be everyone coming together as part of this experience of tshuva. We're a nation, we're trying to reconnect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're trying to reinstill within us the Ema, the Yira, and along with the Chatzotos, there has to be Techinos. You have to daven. Part of the tshuva is davening, Al Chayitz, Slach Lanu. So that's why the Rama adds in Techinos, because it's an ill element of tshuva. So now, with that true, we can understand now the following Kli Yakar, and we'll go back to the Ramban. So again, the Rambam, who says the definition is the Kila, that's how you fulfill the mitzvah, gathering together. The Chatzotos brings everyone together. The Techinos is how we daven to bring about the Tshuva. The Kli Yakar writes this very clearly. If you look at number 13, reading just the bowl, the Kli Yakar writes, a beautiful Kli Yakar, it's Kedai, look inside when you have a chance, maybe in a couple of weeks. Nira shekol ikir tzar chakal hazeh, hakazeh be'avur ha-tshuva. Not Limud HaTorah like the Chinuch says. It's tshuva. The Fisha Amru Chazal, the Medrash tells us, Shiyom Rishon Shachag, Nikra Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos. The first day of Sukkot, it's a very strange thing. The Medrash says the first day of Sukkot, it's called the first days of sin. It's the Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos. What does that mean? Al-Kein Heim Tzvichan La'asos Tekef HaChana El Tshuva. Therefore, the day after Yom Tov Rishon, which is the first day of sinning, we have to have a tshuva hakya. So, what's the sin of the Yom Rishon? So, look what he says further in the bold. Hutzach ha-pasach li-tein tov v'ta'am v'das. Lama dafka b'yom zen nitztav v'le'a asas mitzvah zu. Why dafka on first day chol ha-moed sukkis is the mitzvah hakel. Sheish bo hara. There's a mitzvah. Shu kol yisol aguda achas. Everybody comes together. Sheich peru al elu al elu. There's a kapara. Why? Because min Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim, from Aseret Yemei Tshuva period, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mekabel afilu tshuvas hayachid. He accepts even the individual's tshuva. Akein einan tzrichan adayin liyos agud achas. You don't have to be together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you tshuva even by yourself. Hashem accepts your tshuva during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. K'dei she'ashavim rabim. U'min Yom Kippur ad Chag HaSukkos. Ein osin avonis. Nobody does sins. From Yom Kippur to Sukkos, no one's doing any averos then. Ki kol echad osik b'mitzvah sukkah. V'lulav. V'mitzvah garez mitzvah. We're all doing good things. We're building a sukkah. We're finding dalaminim. It's a very busy time. There's no time to sin. We know the greatest way for a person to sin, the easiest way you want to sin, if you're bored. If you're bored, you get into trouble. If you're busy, you stay out of trouble. We're very busy from Yom Kippur until Sukkot. For those few days, building sukkahs, getting dalaminim, preparing for Yantif and everything. There's no time to sin. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we hope everyone's doing tshuva. The next few days after, you're too busy to do averus. But suddenly comes first day of Sukkot. A person is a tzaddik until day one of Sukkot. Day one of Sukkot, he comes, he sits with his family, everything's done, everything's prepared, and that's the first chance he has to do an avera. Maybe it's lashon hara, whatever it is. It's called Yom Rishon L'cheshbon Avonos. That's the first chance since the beginning of the year where a person does averus. Al kein, therefore, says Kli Yakar, tzrichen la'asos hachana el tshuva v'hachana zuhi shukum agudachas. And that's why the first day Chol Moed Sukkot, you can still question why only every 7 years, why not every year, but fine. But that's why first day Chol Moed Sukkot, we have to already start doing tshuva. And how do we do the tshuva? By gathering everyone together, aguda achas. It's not a limud Torah, it's not learning. We read the Torah because the Torah inspires us, it gives us the aim of a year, like the Rambam said, but it's not about learning. It's about aguda achas and the tshuva. And then, this is the punchline, the last paragraph here in the Kli Yakar. Why did the taf come, the Gemara says? Litain schar lemiveyem. They're bringing schar for the schleppers. The parents bring the little toddlers. Well, the toddler's not gaining anything. They're not learning. They're not getting any fear. They're just having a good time. It gives schar to the schleppers, to the parents. Why do you bring them? What's the point, though? So this is a beautiful chiddush of the Kli Yakar. He says, when they're doing tshuva, as mivakshin tachanunim, like the tchinos, like the Rama mentions, when you're doing tshuva, we're asking for Kadosh Baruch Hu to have mercy, have compassion, milfan of Yisbarach al mechilas ha'avon, to forgive us. If not for our sake, if we don't deserve it as the adults, so at least do it for the infants. The infants, the ones who are still nursing, they did nothing wrong. Do it for their sake. Have mercy on us, if not for us, on the young children, the children who did nothing wrong, and through this aguda achas, it could somehow bring a schar to us. The schar that we get tshuva from them being there. Do it for the sake of the young keshadayim. So the Kli Yakar explains, simple pshat of taf means young keshadayim, against the Ramban. That infants, mamish infants, newborns, you should schlep them. The newborn baby should be schlep because they're going to be a way to ignite tshuva for all of us. Because that's if it's understanding of tshuva. But the Ramban who argues, in the beginning we start with the Ramban that says, no, the definition of taf here, those who are krovim l'schanich, not an infant. What's an infant going to gain from this? What's he going to give to me? It's a child who's the age of chinuch, so he could gain. What's he gaining? It must be he's gaining from learning. The Ramban seemingly understands that the whole point of Hapkel is like the Yireim. It's Kriyas HaMelech. It's Limud HaTorah. Like the Chinuch. Shekoli Karin Shel Am Yisrael is the Torah. So if that's the case, the child has to be of age where he can understand, where he can learn something. Karav L'Chinuch, that's the age of the Ramban. So the Ramban says it's about Limud HaTorah. The child is older. The Kli Yakar says, no, it's even a newborn because it's about Tshuva. And the significance of the child being at the place of Hapkel for Tshuva, because if not for us, Avinu Malkeinu Chamal Aleinu, Val Aleinu, Vitapeinu. Okay, we'll stop here.